And welcome to Bondi Tunes International. This is the Plus Show, playing music from the 40s to the 90s as the Jingle Man sang. But this week, we're going to concentrate on the heady years of the 1940s. We'll be looking at the historical events, which are sadly are a lot about war, of course. And we'll also be playing music from each year in this show. Now, in 1940, the Germans opened up the Auschwitz concentration camp, where at least 1.1 million people would be killed. After years of experimentation and investment, stockings made of nylon rather than silk hit the market because silk was needed for the war effort. Warner Brothers' signature cartoon rabbit Bugs Bunny debuts as a wild hare, co-starring Elmer Fudd. Also in 1940, President Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected to an unprecedented third term. Now, the Andrews Sisters were jumping up the charts in 1940 with Jumpin' Jive.
Shell-a-ma, swan-ish shoulder, let me dig, 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 that's all, I jive some more. Boy, oh boy, the jim, jam, jump is a jumping jive, makes you get your kicks on the mellow side. Hip, 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 hip. The jim, jam, jump is a solid jive, makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip, 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 hip. Hip, 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 hip. Don't be that Icaroo. Get hip and follow through. And get your steady fool. Make the joint jump like the gators do. The jim, jam, jump is a jumping jive. Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip, hip. Hip, hip. Jim, jam, jumping jive. Makes you hip, hip, hip on the meadow side. Up today, up today. Make the joint jump like the gators do. La 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 la. The jim jam jump is a jumpin' jive, makes you get your kicks on the mellow side. Hip hip, bullia, hip hip, yaho. Oh, the jim jam jump is a solid jive, makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip hip, bullia, hip hip, yaho. Get a hip and then you follow through. And get your steady foo, 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 and lots of foo to you. There might be more if you're hollow. Don't let the icky follow. Unless he starts to jump like the gators do. Jump, 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 don't be a nickaroo. The jim, jam, jump is a jumping jive. Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, 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 hep. On the meadow side.
Of course, the Andrews Sisters were all over the place in the 1940s during the war years. Of course, that's Jumpin' Jive here on Bondi Tunes International, the Plus Show. And we're looking at events in the years 1940 to 1950. And let's go to 1941 now. The quintessential superhero Captain America made his debut in Marvel Comics. It's interesting because that's become a franchise of movies of late, hasn't it? You know, by far the biggest event for Americans, particularly in 1941, was the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, a day that would indeed, as FDR said, live in infamy. Cheerio cereal, or rather Cheerio Oats, as it was known then, was introduced. Joe DiMaggio, remember him? Well, you wouldn't be old enough. He began his 56-game hitting streak, which would end up on July 17th with a batting average of .408, whatever that means, 15 home runs and 55 RBIs. Chinese leader in the year 1941, Ho Chi Minh founded the Communist Viet Minh in Vietnam, an event that was led to yet another war for the US years later. And in 1941, the Atlantic Charter was signed, setting out goals for England and the US after the close of World War II. It was one of the basic documents underlying the modern United Nations. Go figure. In 1941, this was a huge hit.
Half swan,
my oh my.
Half goose,
woe is me.
Alexander is a swoose. Harry Babbitt as the swoose, and later Ginny, Jack, and Max.
Swoose, swoose, Alexander is a swoose, 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 Alexander is a swoose, half swan, half goose, Alexander is a swoose.
Here comes little Alexander, what a funny looking gander, he's half swan and he's half goose, ha ha ha, he's just a swoose. Come here, swoosey, and tell us your troubles.
Graceful neck and no pretty tail. You look like a dissipated quail. Poor Alexander.
I'm half swan and half goose.
Alexander is a swoose.
Half a swan and half a goose. Alexander is a silly swoose. A huge hit in the top 10 in the year 1941 as we go through music from 1940 right up to 1950, and each year we talk about what events were going on.
From the golden sands of Bondi Beach to the world, this is Bondi Tunes International.
Although the Second World War ended in 1945, the ramifications extended a lot longer, especially the rationing of food, which went on till the early 1950s. Let's look at 1942. President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an executive order commanding the relocation of Japanese American families from their homes and businesses to internment camps. Anne Frank and her family went into hiding from the Nazis in an attic apartment behind her father's Pectin trading business in Amsterdam. The Manhattan Project, a US federally funded effort to develop and produce nuclear weapons, began. And the Battle of Stalingrad began also, the largest confrontation of Germany and its allies against the Soviet Union in an attempt to gain control of the city. In 1942, Alvino Ray had a huge hit with I Said No!
I said, no. He said, please. I said, no. He said, please. I said, no. He said, please. Pretty baby. I said, no. He said, why? I said, no. He said, why? I said, no. He said, try. I said, maybe. He said, now. I said, well. He said, ah, this is and you'll never know how much it will mean. So at last I confessed. I said yes, 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 yes. That's how I.
Yvonne King was on vocals there for a huge hit for Alvina Ray, and I Said No in the year 1942. We're looking at the 1940s right up to 1950, war-torn years in this special on Bondi Tunes Plus. Now let's look at 1943. The Germans announced they had, well, discovered 4,400 bodies of Polish soldiers in a mass grave in Russia's Kachin Forest, the first concrete evidence of the Kachin massacre in May 1940. German troops and police entered the Warsaw Ghetto to deport its surviving inhabitants. The Jews refused to surrender, and the Germans ordered the burning of the ghetto, which lasted until May 16th and killed an estimated 13,000 people. And 1 month after surrendering to Allied forces, the government of Italy under Pietro Bergoglio joined the Allies and declared war on Germany. Everything was getting into play now. And in the charts was this.
When you raise your eyes and make believe, all the stars come out and paint a world of blue. There's my heart right up your sleeve, waiting all for you. When you smile on me, the world is mine, and the dreams I dream, I know will all come true. Every care becomes divine, waiting all for you. My heart is beating to the old refrain, when I am alone with you, man. My heart's repeating I'm in love again. Can't we hold a rendezvous? You're the dream I dream. The song I sing, you're the stars and moon, and nearly everything. Life would be a symphony, waiting all for you. I'm in love again. Can't we hold a rendezvous? The dreams I dream, the song I sing, you're the stars and moon, and nearly everything. Life would be a symphony, living all for you.
Huge hit for Nat King Cole, who of course was a household name in the 1940s and the 50s. That's from 1943, and a song called All For You here on Bondi Tunes Plus, which we normally play music from the 40s to the 90s, but we're looking at the history of the 1940s this week, accompanied by music from each year. And talking of that, let's go to 1944 on June 6th. It was momentous. D-Day, when the Allies landed in Normandy on the way to liberate Europe from the Nazis. The first V-1 flying bomb attack was carried out on the city of London, one of two Volkswagen, that means retaliatory weapons, used in the campaign against Britain in 1944 and 1945, which of course ended the war. That didn't really end the war. We know what did. I'll tell you about that in a second. German military officers led by Klaus von Stauffenberg led Operation Valkyrie, a plot to kill German Chancellor Adolf Hitler inside his Wolf's Lair, that were his field headquarters, but failed, as history can prove.
Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, amor. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word that I love to hear. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma. Sentir que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que tus besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, mi amor. Nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor, mi amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma.
Hands up who remembers this man. Andy Russell, apparently he was huge, and that was a huge hit for him in 1944 in the old hits archive in the United States of America. Bondi Tunes International, we're looking through the war years of the 1940s. A lot happened in 1945, including the end of the war. On February 4th, the leaders of the United States, that being President Franklin D. Roosevelt, the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Remember, Winston Churchill was not Prime Minister at the beginning of the Second World War. He sort of got in there in the middle of it. And the Soviet Union Premier Joseph Stalin. They met to decide the post-war fate of Germany and Europe at the Yalta Conference. Operation Meeting House, in which the US Army Air Forces bombed the city of Tokyo, was conducted, only the first of firebombing raids against the city that would continue until the end of the war. Adolf Hitler and his wife Eva Braun committed suicide by cyanide and pistol in an underground bunker under his headquarters in Berlin. Germany signed the first legal German institution of surrender in Reims, although the final document was signed on May 9th. The United States detonates two nuclear weapons above the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the first and, so far only, use of such a weapon against an enemy people. Korea is divided into North, occupied by the Soviet Union, and South, occupied by the United States. Emperor Hirohito announces the surrender of Japan, formally signed on September the 2nd. And inventor Percy Spencer filed the first of what would be 150 patents for the microwave oven to be made available to the public as the Rand Range. I don't know if I said that right. The radar range. And the United Nations was founded in San Francisco, California, the United States, by representatives of 150 countries. So I guess you could say by 1945, things were kind of looking up, especially for the Andrews Sisters, who were continuously in the charts, particularly in Europe and the United States, of course. Here she is with Bing Crosby in the year 1945, and Don't Fence Me In.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. No,
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Bondi Tunes International, this is the Plus Show, concentrating on the events of a very war-torn Europe and really a world war between 1939 and 1945. That was, of course, Bing Crosby and yet again the Andrew Sisters. There was no stopping them and Don't Fence Me In. Before we leave the end of the war in 1945, I just want to sum up. Now, Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany invaded Poland in September 1939, and the war dominated Europe from that moment on until the Nazis surrendered. The United States was drawn into World War II with the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor in December 1941, and was then involved in both the European and Pacific theaters until peace came in May 1945 in Europe and August of that year in the Pacific.
From the Southern Hemisphere, this is the Bondi Tunes Radio Network with Henry O'Donovan.
So now let's move on to 1946. With World War II over, the news lightened up considerably in the year 1946. Thank God! ENIAC, the first electronic general-purpose digital computer, was announced to the public by the US Army. Juan Perón was elected president of Argentina. Winston Churchill gave his Iron Curtain speech, infamous Iron Curtain speech, condemning Soviet Union policies in Europe. Nuclear testing began in the Bikini Atoll, Marshall Islands, the first of 23 detonations by the United States between 46 and 1958. The post-Holocaust outbreak of violence known as the Kielce Program in Poland was conducted by Polish soldiers, police officers and civilians who killed between 38 and 42 people. Bikini swimsuits made their debut on a Paris beach but quickly spread to beaches everywhere. Dr. Spock's The Common Book of Baby and Child Care was published just in time for the start of the post-war baby boom. And there was a post-war baby boom. And this was in the charts in 1946.
got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
...1946, and Les Brown, I've Got Sun in the Morning. And actually, it's interesting to note that Doris Day was in that song, but you see, in the mid-40s, Doris Day wasn't that big, so they just let her in. How very nice of them. Les Brown was clearly the star on that song. We're looking at the war years of 1939 to, well, right up to 1950, because as I said earlier on, the war may have ended in 1945, but the food rationings didn't. In fact, they went on till the early 50s. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. Now, 1947. What happened in 1947? Well, people started moving away from their war consciousness, if you like. Sometime in 1947, the first of the Dead Sea Scrolls, a collection of ancient Hebrew and Aramaic documents stored in the caves on the northwestern shore of the Dead Sea, were discovered. Polaroid cameras were introduced at a meeting of the Optical Society of America in New York City. Just in time for all those baby shots, of course. And what else? Jackie Robinson joined the Brooklyn Dodgers, becoming the first African-American baseball player in the major leagues. The U.S. Secretary of State George Marshall gave a paper at Harvard in which he spoke of an urgent need to help Europe rebuild. And later that year, the Marshall Plan, doing just that, took effect. Jewish refugees from France attempting to reach Palestine aboard the Exodus were forcibly turned back by the British. Now, you may remember the movie The Exodus, which was based very loosely on that, that travelling ship. And on October 14th, World War II fighter pilot Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier for the first time, flying in a Bell X-1 experimental aircraft. And this was in the charts in the year 1947.
We danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom. There were stars in the skies, except for the that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms, to hearts gently beating, murmuring low, darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time. Blossoming dawn, the sun shone in you, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
Anniversary song, a big hit for Al Jolson in 1947 here on Bondi Tunes International playing music and looking at the history of the decade that was 1939, I should say, because that's when the war started, to right up to 1950. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the war didn't just end in 1945. There was a lot of complications after the war. Let's look at the year 1948. Now, after the Nationalist Party in South Africa won a majority of seats in Parliament, they established practical apartheid in the country, a white supremacist strategy that would last another four decades. The philosopher and leader of India, Mahatma Gandhi, was assassinated by an advocate of Hindu nationalism. British astronomer Fred Hoyle appeared on a BBC radio programme described the current theory of how the universe began as one big bang at a particular time in the remote past, making the notion accessible to the public imagination. And even though he didn't, at the time, accept it, strangely enough, despite headlines saying Dewey defeats Truman, Harry Truman was elected president. Jewish politician and diplomat David Ben-Gurion announced the establishment of the State of Israel, and US President Harry S. Truman quickly recognized the new nation. Of course he did. It was essential for control from America of the Middle East. And after the Soviet Union blocked Western Allies' routes into sections of Berlin, in the Berlin blockade, the US and British organized the Berlin Airlift to bring supplies to West Berlin. So that's the history of 1948 as a motorbike here on Bondi Beach roars past my windows. And here's Doris Day. Oh, she was always in the charts. I love this song.
Somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome, say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who.
Would you like to feel my muscle? bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly entre nous?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially,
I love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
Massive hit for Doris Day and her buddy, Buddy Clark, in 1948, and Love Somebody. Here on Bondi Tunes International, we're kind of trawling through the decade that was the 1940s, a very war-orientated decade indeed it was. Now let's have a look at what happened in 1949. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO as we know it, was established. An intergovernmental military alliance among 29 North American and European countries. On the 2nd of March, the Boeing B-50, named Lucky Lady 2, landed at Coswell Air Force Base in Texas, completing the first non-stop flight around the world. It was refueled in the air four times. George Orwell's landmark 1984 was published in 1949, but he actually wrote it in 1948. And there goes the juxtaposition of numbers, 1984, written in 1948. The Soviet Union conducted the first nuclear bomb test in what is today known as Kazakhstan. And after the Chinese Communist Revolution, part of the Chinese Civil War, leader and party chairman Mao Zedong proclaimed the creation of the People's Republic of China. And in 1949, Sweet Georgia Brown was a huge hit for Brother Bones.
Hey man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whistling man with the bones.
Sure having himself a ball.
Thank you.
that was that cat, all right.
Not a line of song in that. Just instrumental. From 1949 in what would become a very instrumentally famous hit, Sweet Georgia Brown, done by Brother Bones in that situation. As a motorbike passes my window here on Bondi Beach, and if you've just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International. We're looking through the war years of the 1940s, and we're leaking over to the 1950s because we've got the time to do so. And it was also a time where they were still consciously aware of the war years. Now, the 1950s were the first full decade after the Second World War, or the end of World War II, we should say, and is remembered as a prosperous time of recovery from the Great Depression of the 1930s and the war years of the 1940s. Everyone collectively breathed a sigh of relief. It was a time of new styles that broke with the past, like mid-century modern design, and many firsts, inventions, and discoveries that would become symbolic of the 20th century as a time to look forward. In 1950, Diners Club, the first modern credit card, was introduced, which would eventually change the financial lives of every American in the years to come. Of course it would. In February, Senator Joseph McCarthy, who was a Republican of the state of Wisconsin, claimed in a speech in West Virginia that there were over 200 communists in the U.S. State Department, beginning a witch hunt that would result in the blacklisting of many Americans. And in the year 1950, on July 7th, the Population Registration Act was enacted in South Africa, requiring that each inhabitant of the country would be classified and registered according to his or her race. It would not be repealed until 1991. October 2nd in the year 1950, United Features Syndicate published Charles Schulz's first Peanuts cartoon strip in 7 newspapers. And while that was happening in the year 1950, Teresa Brewer was having a great time of the charts with a song called, well, Music, Music, Music.
Thank you.
This is Bondi Tunes International, broadcasting around your world. I'm Henry on Bondi Beach in Sydney in Australia, and we're looking at the war years of the Second World War. Now we've reached past 1950. We're into 1951 because, let's face it, the war may have ended, as I keep saying, in 1945, but the fallout from the war, excuse the pun, continued right into the early to mid-1950s. Let's look at 1951. Now, on June 27th, the first regularly scheduled colour TV program was introduced by CBS, The World Is Yours, with Ivan T. Sanderson, eventually bringing lifelike shows into American homes. Truman signed the Treaty of San Francisco, a peace treaty with Japan, on September 8th, officially ending World War II. In October, Winston Churchill took the reins in Great Britain as Prime Minister for the first time after the close of World War II. In South Africa, people were forced to carry green identification cards that included their race, and under the Separate Representation of Voters Act, people were classed as coloureds and were disenfranchised. They certainly were. You know, in the war years, Rosemary Clooney, well, and Vera Lynn became very famous with war songs. This is a big hit in 1951 for Rosemary Clooney, and oh, I love this. Come on to my house, why don't ya?
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of thing. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you east egg. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Of course, Rosemary Clooney was more famous for doing war songs, but that wasn't one of them in 1951. Come on to my house, why don't you? Sorry, I just added the why don't you. Now, we've been covering post-war times in Europe, North America, and, of course, around the world. And, you know, one of the things that I remember most in terms of old black and white footage is Winston Churchill's famous speech, which he did in October. And really, it was right at the end of the World War that he became Prime Minister. But that's the speech I remember.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle.
You've been listening to a Bondi Tunes International special on the Second World War, the trials and tribulations as the war raged from 1939 to 1945. Thank you for joining me. and I'll see you next time. Bye bye now.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
The sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.